Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Sun, sand beaches, and seashells are among the attractions that bring millions of visitors to Florida each year, and there's no place to find them all in such abundance as Florida's southwest coast, especially Sanibel Island. Sanibel is known worldwide for the abundance of shells that wash up on its beaches. Over 400 varieties have been identified from there, and shell collectors often hit the beaches before dawn with flashlights to get first pick. The abundance of shells on Sanibel's Gulf beaches is a result of several factors being just perfect. Sanibel Island is boomerang-shaped and faces Gulf of Mexico currents at just the right catching angle to have shells regularly delivered to her beaches by the tides. The slope of Sanibel's beaches is gentle, resulting in gentle wave action that limits breaking up of the shells. And the warm waters and healthy marine ecosystem of the adjacent Gulf of Mexico promote development of good populations of many species of mollusks. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Over 400 kinds of seashells wash up on Sanibel Island's beaches. But what's a seashell? It was, or sometimes still is, the home of some sort of mollusk. As you're sorting through seashells at Sanibel, you'll find some that seem to be snail shells. They probably are. Snails and their relatives live in many environments and are the most diverse group of mollusks, with over 35,000 different kinds known. Only some live in marine environments, others live in fresh water or on land. And by the way, the ones you find in salt water cannot live in a freshwater aquarium. The shell of a marine snail is typically cone-shaped, and it is a growing part of the living snail. The animal can't leave its shell to find a new home. On the other hand, the shell does provide safety in a world filled with predators, and it often provides a home for a hermit crab after the snail has died. We often think of snails as creatures that eat algae from the sides of our aquarium, but snails are predators that feed on other animals, even other mollusks. Some common marine snails whose shells can be found at Sanibel are whelks, snails with a shell that is cone-shaped, with the small end of the shell much the shape of a finger, and the larger end somewhat crown-shaped and showing a spiral at the larger end. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. If you find a large snail shell that is wide at one end and tapers to a long finger-like point at the other on a Florida beach, chances are it's a whelk. Whelks are marine snails that live in relatively shallow water where they feed on clams and oysters. Take a look at the big end of a whelk shell, and you will find that as the shell grew, it formed a spiral. If the shell spirals to the left, and if there are dark purple to brown lines that extend much of the length of the shell, you're probably looking at a lightning whelk. The common name of the lightning whelk comes from those long, lightning-like streaks. Most other whelks spiral to the right. Indeed, the unusual left spiral of the lightning whelk gave rise to its scientific name, contrarium, because it spirals contrary to other whelks. While most lightning whelk shells found on the beach are only 2 to 4 inches long, lightning whelks can grow to more than 12 inches long, and they are edible for humans. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Walk along a Florida beach and you're bound to find coquinas. Just look down and there they will be. Coquinas are exquisite little clams not much bigger than your thumbnail. Their smooth, highly polished, colorful shells are longer than they are wide, somewhat flat on one end, and come to a rounded point on the other. The live coquina lives right at the water's edge, buried in sand, where it extends tiny siphons up to strain food from the water as nutrients are concentrated at the shoreline. As the tides come and go, so does the coquina. It may not have feet, but like other clams, it has a big muscle known as a foot. That muscle slips from between the clam shells to anchor the coquina in the sand and to dig deeper or to move with the tides. The coquina's pointed end goes into the sand first, making it easier for the animal to move out of sight if a predator appears. Coquinas come in an array of colors and patterns, some yellow, some white, purple, green, red, or orange. Many are streaked or banded. Some are almost plaid. If you're lucky, you'll find both halves of the creature's shell still linked together, like a beautiful butterfly from the sea. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Clams and their relatives are mollusks that make their living by straining nutrients from the water in which they live. Because of the wave action along our beaches, a lot of nutrients become concentrated near shore. At the same time, the breaking waves increase the amount of oxygen in the water, making the near-shore environment a rich place for clams to live. It's no wonder that clam shells such as the inch-long coquinas can be found in abundance on our beaches. But where clams live in abundance, we also find an abundance of things that eat clams, and often these are other mollusks. The moon snail is one of those predators. Moon snails are white to tan and smoothly oval, round like the moon, and can be up to a little over 3 inches in diameter. They also have a spiral that at its tightly coiled center is darker. This dark center, surrounded by the lighter color of the shell, gave rise to its other name, shark's eye. Moon snails plow through the sand in shallow water looking for clams. When they find one, they drill right through the shell to consume their dinner. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.